Welcome back. You're with Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Martin Bomber Bradbury has always been an out-and-proud lefty with many friends in the activist sector. But those friendships have been strained since, late on October the 15th, the day of the police Operation 8 raids under the Terrorism Suppression Act, Bomber made a post to Tumeki, the blog he shares with Tim Selwyn. On the basis of what he had learned of the police case from discussions with activists, he predicted that Middle New Zealand would, quote, recoil in horror when the details emerged, and that the police had been right to investigate. He also said he believed that alleged threats were nothing more than arrogant boasts, but that detail got lost in a furious backlash that even extended to a fake bomber posting material on the internet under his name. Well, the details did emerge this week, but not quite in the way everyone might have wished. And Bomber's here to talk with us about the past month. Bomber, hi.
Kia ora, Russell. How you doing?
Not bad. Now, regardless of what you think of the Dompost's actions, is there some sense of personal relief for you, and that at least now everyone knows what is alleged?
I was really surprised by the backlash that I received from the indie media community. It's kind of weird. You never expect to be attacked from your own ideological group. And it was a real surprise that they came after me with the knives out and had a go. And I think that you know, I don't want to hold on to that personally. I think that that's just a sign of the times, that everyone was really freaked out. I mean, Christ, when we first heard, I was getting text messages and phone calls on the morning. My God, did you know such and such has just been arrested? This person's just been arrested. That person's just been arrested. I half expected my own door to get kicked in. We just didn't know what the hell was going on. And so when I rushed down on that Monday to have that, you know, when that first big gathering occurred, and to sit down and go, well, what the hell is going on? Is this a beat up? You know, I mean, I know some of these people who were arrested. For crying out loud, one of the guys is a cameraman at Alt TV. You know, he went missing for 8 days and no one knew who he was because he'd been arrested. So when I went down there to find out what was happening, and then this great disappointment, you know, this horror that oh my God, we've got some people who have been doing some very stupid things, and it's going to actually lead the activist community into disrepute. And it was from that basis that, oh no. And also I think a discussion needed to be started amongst the activist community. What do we accept as activism? You know, I mean, for me, it's a principle situation. The second you pick up a gun, man, you're no longer part of a social justice movement. You know,
did you feel that even since then, there's been a certain avoiding of the elephant in the room in that respect?
And absolutely, yeah. There has absolutely been that. You know, this whole they're all as pure as the driven snow, and this is fascism, and this is police bully boy tactics, and all of this sort of stuff completely ignored the fact that at the very centre of this, there were some serious allegations. I mean, if you had been a police officer looking at the evidence, you know, and from what I understand, talking to people who were in that room when that decision was made, there was this feeling of, if something happens and the public knew that we knew, what would the fallout from that be? I mean, it's an awful choice that they were forced to make, but I think there really needs to be a little bit more maturity in the activist community about what do we actually consider activism. Because this isn't activism. This is nuts.
There's actually been some quite interesting discussion on Public Address this week about the way the aggrieved parties have handled this in the public sphere.
Yeah.
And particularly like the house at 128 Abel Smith Street.
Yep.
Yeah, they didn't just go out and have a statement for the media. They kind of didn't trust the media and just went about things in quite a strange way.
Yeah, well, I think that plays to the paranoia, you know? I mean, when you're suddenly having the full stare of the state with all its powers, you know, with the fact you've got these ninja police who can suddenly come through your front door, I mean, that's frightening. And these are, at the best of times, paranoid folk, you know. I mean, you've read indie media, you know, some people certainly go out there and spend a lot of time on the fringes. So I think that when you suddenly have that focus and that all-encompassing eye of Mordor upon you, it does make you clam up. But, you know, the sudden rush to defend everything, you know, the Uruwurra 17 or the Uruwurra 16 if you're trying to distance yourself from Jamie Lockett. The sudden, you know, attack of the police and all of this and all of that, I just think was so misguided. And I think that the majority of it came from people who didn't really know the full details. And I also really have to point the finger a little bit at the actual activism, the leadership in the activism community, who knew full well what the full allegations were, right, who right from the beginning knew full well what the allegations were, that at some point those allegations were going to come out, and what was your defence going to be? You know, all of these people who suddenly came in to support the Uruwera 17, well, does that mean you support murders so atrocious that people will think it's Al-Qaeda? Is that what you support, you know? And that people have kind of come in very quickly in a defensive formation without really knowing the full facts.
Mm. Do you think there's anything more to come out?
Well,
than what we saw in the Dom
Post. I mean, I think if you followed me around for 15 months and recorded everything I said, you would have me in 20 years, you know, hard time. You know, I think there's a lot of stuff there that hasn't still come out. And I kind of think with what the Dominion Post have done now and the move that they made, I support it in the sense that we had this awful situation before the evidence came out where people honestly were questioning, are the police right? My God. I mean, the actual fundamental trust and faith you have in the police has been shaken, you know? Much more than shooting someone with a claw hammer, or much more than sadomasochistic ritualistic gang rapes, or much more than you know, the overuse of a taser. This cut to the very fundamental fabric of what we are as a society. You know, if you can't trust the cops to get it right on something as serious as terrorism, and that they are overusing their powers, and that, you know, it is a little step suddenly towards fascism, you know, a fascist state, then those are really, really important elements of community trust. And I think that you had to bring the evidence out. You had to actually say, well, look, the cops had a reason, guys. You know, let's just all calm it down. The cops had a reason. But the cost of, I think, of doing that is that you've got to let them go now. You can't actually progress with the Arms Act charges because there's no way they can get a fair trial.
Yeah, that's interesting. And I even wonder whether whoever leaked that saw that as a potential outcome and thought, well, damn it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I think that that's what the Dominion posted.